listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avenue Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. One hymn writer said, "If we had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him, we could not enough our blessed Lord adore. Since we only have one life, let us praise Him in the life that He has given us. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the love that brought Jesus into this world and for the love that enabled Him to suffer on that cruel cross to save us from our sins. And we're thankful that he did not die for a select few, but that whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. May you bless this broadcast to our precious congregation today, for we know that you love each one of them. And if there be those who are living outside of the fold of God today, listening, we pray that the Holy Spirit will be able to use this broadcast to speak to hearts and to help them to see and to realize their need of turning their hearts and lives over to Thee. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without Him I could do nothing. Without Him I surely fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away, oh Jesus. Without Him, how lost I would be. Without Him, I would be dying. Without Him, I'd be enslaved. Without Him, life would be hopeless. But with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without Him, how lost I would be.
Our subject for today's broadcast is Marriage Was Ordained by God. And our text of Scripture, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be one flesh. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. Marriage is as old as the creation of man and woman. God said it was not good for the man to be alone. What I have to bring to you today has been gathered from different sources. God intended for marriage to be for life, until separated by death. There is much stress put on marriage today, especially with the economy the way it is. But there are various other things involved as well. Our frenetic lifestyle is taking a huge toll on marriage as well. Too many couples have overloaded their schedules with work, social functions, recreational pursuits, and the such like. After giving their energy to all of these demands and commitments, they don't have much time left over for each other, or even to get a little rest. Anne Schrobe of Hanover, Pennsylvania said, just about every couple I talk with lives under unending pressure and demands that causes them to be overcommitted and overextended. Marital problems or partners may find themselves disconnected from each other because they aren't spending much time together and are really leading separate lives. If I might say and express an opinion here, I think that is one of the reasons why our former Vice President, Mr. Gore, and his wife separated. He began to spend so much time on ecology and that kind of thing, and he neglected his companion, and it ended up with them separating one another. So marital partners may find themselves disconnected from each other because they aren't spending much time together and are really leading separate lives. Another way time and attention is being directed away from marriage is through technology. With what used to be couple time is often being consumed by computers, iPods, iPhones, videos, games, and countless other electronic distractions. Also, the TV, many couples report that it is on from the time they get home from work until they go to bed at night. When do they ever have time to talk? When do they ever have time for one another? According to a report by the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy, between 20 and 33% of Internet users in the United States go online for sexual purposes, either to view pornography images or to engage in an online sexual relationship of some kind. Most of these are married men. As many as 17% of users become addicted. Again, quoting from Throb, she said, "We're seeing a lot of online sexual addictions in our office." Speaking of couples, they counsel. It damages the trust and intimacy within the husband and wife relationship, which often leads to the end of the marriage. And in regard to that, I would like to quote from the AFA Journal a number of things in regard to pornography. Every year, the porn industry spits out 11,000 new porn movies, far more than Hollywood's annual output of 400 mainstream movies. Every year, Americans rent 800 million pornography videos. That's 20% of the total video rentals. Every month, 66% of men ages 18 to 34 visit one or more of the 40,000 plus porn sites on the internet. Every 39 minutes, a new pornographic video is being created in the U.S. Every second, $3,075.64 is being spent on pornography. That's every second. Every second, 28,258 internet users are viewing pornography. Every second, 372 internet users are typing adult search terms into their search engines. 25% of women worry their parents, partners' pornography habit is out of control. 96% of juvenile sex offenders have viewed X-rated materials. 90% of porn is violent, fueling violence and sexual crimes. Hardcore porn users are 6 times more likely to rape. 83% of rapists and 67% of child molesters consume hardcore pornography at a high rate. A man using porn nearly doubles the odds he will sexually assault his partner. Selfishness is also, that's the end of the quote, selfishness trumps commitment. Dr. James Craig, a marriage family therapist, says, today, many people will stand in a relationship only, or will stay in a relationship only as long as they are getting more out of it than they have to put into it. People are more focused on making themselves happy rather than in doing what is right. They're not nearly as committed to their marital vows as people once were. And that's the end of the quote. True love is giving and not getting. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. Jesus Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. So again I say, true love is giving, not getting. And it's no wonder that selfishness ends up with divorce. Time magazine for November 29, 2010 has as its cover story, Who Needs Marriage? Says in regard to women, rising earning power. Well-off women don't need to stay in a marriage that doesn't make them happy. Two-thirds of all divorces, it's estimated, are initiated by wives. In a recent poll, half or more of the respondents said marital status is irrelevant to achieving respect, happiness, career goals, financial security, or a fulfilling sex life. In 2008, 41% of babies were born to unmarried moms, and about 21% of American children will see at least two live-in partners of their mothers by the time they're 15. Now let me read that again. In 2008, 41% of babies were born unmarried to unmarried moms, and about 21% of American children will see at least two live-in partners of their mothers by the time they're 15. One report says over 40% of couples living together today are not married. The Bible says marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. Unconditional commitment is a must. Someone has said, it is only when husbands and wives are totally committed to each other that they will be able to withstand the pressures of life that are sure to come their way. I would say true love is necessary for a couple to make that commitment, and they must make unconditional commitment if they're going to be successful in their marriage. Numerous studies have confirmed that being married helps us live healthier, happier, and longer lives. Doubtless, there are exceptions to that. And at this point, I would like to quote from a magazine which came to my desk not long ago. And this is a quote. When God noted that it wasn't good for a man to be alone, Genesis 2 and 18, it also turns out that it isn't good for a woman either. As the National Marriage Week USA website notes, there is a growing body of research which suggests not being married can be hazardous to your health. Compared to married people, the non-married have higher rates of mortality than the married. About 50% higher among women and 250% higher among men. Being unmarried can actually be a greater risk to one's life than having heart disease or cancer. For example, having heart disease shortens the average man's life span by slightly less than 6 years, but being unmarried chops about 10 years off a man's life. On average, married cancer patients survive 10 years longer than those who are single. That's amazing. A recent study of outcomes for hospitalized patients found that married surgical patients are far less likely to die in the hospital than those who are single. Furthermore, the risk of being discharged to a nursing home was 2.5 times greater for unmarried than for married patients, even after taking into account the severity of illness, age, gender, race, and diagnostic. While the advantages of being married are clearly evident in health and willingness to reduce unhealthy behavior, young men and women who live together without getting married do not experience the same benefits. Instead, these young people have high rates of behaviors that are hazardous to their health. In addition to enjoying better physical health, married men and women report better mental health, less depression and anxiety than those who are not married. They also report greater happiness, and it's been documented that married couples accumulate greater wealth than those divorced or single. Summarizing why we should care about marriage, Sheila Weber wrote, "Marriage is the best way to overcome poverty, and it is proven as the best circumstance for raising children. Research overwhelmingly shows that lack of marriage or divorce impoverishes women and children. In addition, boys reared apart from their father are twice as more likely to spend time in prison by the age of 32 as those who were raised in a married home headed by their own mother and father. Teenage girls who are raised by their own father and are much more likely to resist the advances of boys are young men who do not have their best interest at heart. In fact, 35% of adolescent girls whose father left before the age of 6 became pregnant, compared to just 5% of girls who were raised by their mother and father. Research also overwhelmingly makes the case that married folks live longer, enjoy better health, greater personal happiness, more well-adjusted children, and greater financial stability." And that's Weber's FoxNews.com. In encouraging mankind to marry, God was given advice that would lead to better happiness, more fulfilling lives. The institution of marriage has stood the test of time. As Winston Churchill said, "Where does the family start? It starts with a young man falling in love with a girl. No superior alternative has yet been found." And that's the end of the quote. Heavenly Father, we trust that these thoughts, these facts, will be a blessing to our precious congregation today. We know that all that you do is proper and right, and we know that your way is always best. So we pray that you'll take these thoughts, these facts, and make them a blessing to our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today throughout this land, cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own. brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life.
Walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
It's a happy life
walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
Singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life,
it's a happy life
walking with Him.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing, and if so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, we'll remind you that you can listen to a number of our broadcasts, if you've missed any, by going to our webpage. And you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. And of course, that is Eastern Time. And our services are broadcast live, and you can join us then. They're also in our archives, and you can listen and watch them at any time that you have convenient time to do so. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Avner Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Too many miles behind me, too many trials are through, too many tears help me to remember that there's too much to behind the mountain, too many rivers my feet have walked through, too many treasures awaiting over yonder, and there's too much to gain to lose. I cross a hot burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. Somewhere up ahead there's good, clear water, and defeat is one word I don't need. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain, too many rivers my feet have walked through.
yonder, and there's too much to gain to lose. Yes, there's too much.